This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Keller's Garden Center and Landscaping Services. Are you still cutting your own grass? Are you still trying to get your landscaping to look perfect on your own? That sounds sweaty. That sounds like a lot of work. That sounds like a job for Keller's Garden Center and Landscaping Services, family owned and operated. Keller's Garden Center and Landscaping Services, located on Kern Street in Exeter near Blue Ribbon Dairy, has the quality and experience to get your yard looking its best. The Garden Center offers plants, trees, sod, mulch, rocks, flowers, topsoil, grass seed, straw bales, and much more, while the Lawn and Landscaping Services offers mowing, trimming, planting, and full landscaping. And also new at Keller's Garden Center is the Zen Chaser Bonsai Studio, offering bonsai trees, supplies, and classes. Visit them on their social media page for more info. Keller's Garden Center and Landscaping Services. Get your free estimate today. Lyndhurst from York, Pennsylvania. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Dandy.
You know, I'm really upset that we missed all of that water cooler talk. We didn't record it.
Water cooling. Yes, Mark is very excited about the water cooler. He just got
my A3 Avalon water cooler from Best Buy. I'm super proud of this purchase.
You know, it's little things, you know?
Yeah. It really is. It really is because I'm tired of buying all these water bottles from Costco. Now I can buy one big bottle and save the environment.
Or you could just get like a filter. Drink tap water like a man.
Yep. I'm not a man. So, no.
So like,
deposit.
I see, I can't.
So you want to stop buying water bottles like this? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I have like a Yeti, so I have a water bottle like that. But I'd rather have like, you know, a cooler that I use multiple times rather than just buying like a 700 of these.
Yes.
I see. Yeah, you don't want to be polluting the environment with plastics.
This is also why I buy Liquid Death, because every can purchase, it's portions of that money goes to cleaning our oceans.
And if you Let's hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and if you go on their website, you can see the three charities that they work with to try to clean everything.
Are you a spokesman for
We're trying to get that sponsor.
I actually am trying to get a sponsorship. I mean, not because it is great water, but it's mostly I'm trying to get a sponsorship because I really believe in their message. Yeah. And I was a Liquid Death can for Halloween, and I did cause an argument with some friends.
Argument around what?
I was walking down Harrisburg, and there was a group of dudes, and they're like, "Oh, like I love your costume, it's so awesome!" And then like, when the group passed, the guy was like, "Isn't that just water?" And the guy who complimented me goes, "It's more than just water, Jeff." And I was like, he knows.
I've only had Liquid Death like once. It was strange. It was strange drinking water out of a can.
Yeah. It's good. You can taste the can.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a good flavor.
And it does. And I love their sparkling orange. I think that's my favorite thing right now. Squeezed to death.
Whatever. We had a certain flavor when we were in the studio, and I can't remember what it was.
It was one of the teas.
Yeah, it was one of the teas.
No, it was lime, because John Sandberg drank a crap ton of those limes, and they also drank the it's now called Dead Billionaire, but it was Armas Palmer, which is the lemonade and tea mix, blue and gold.
I think that was the one. Yeah.
Yep. But now it's called Dead Billionaire because Arizona Tea tried suing them.
Well, Ed and Mark, your other bandmates, look thrilled to be here. Like, you guys are talking about water.
This is how most things go. Yeah, this is that we talk forever because we both can, and then Kevin and Tim just kind of sit here and like, yep, they're the pretty boy faces of the band.
Yeah.
I understand.
I only play drums, so the only thing I can offer is noise.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because I'm familiar with Ed. Ed Allison.
Who isn't?
right. Back when I had a radio show, I used to play your song, Let In, Let Down. Awesome song. This was years upon years ago, it feels like, at this point. But now you have this new project, which is, you know, even better. I mean, the one song, Messy, I feel like that's a cover of a famous band.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, you know, was trying to go for a certain certain style, though. And I'm very happy that people like it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it sounds a lot like A Day to Remember. Today's March 19th. They just announced a tour.
Yeah,
They'll be coming to Scranton.
4 years strong, and the story so far.
Yeah,
which I got into a very heated argument with someone today about the story so far, and about their, because he said, and I quote, "Oh man, I really like the story so far, except for their last two albums, which were Proper Dose, which I could kind of see, and they're self-titled, like their 2015 self-titled that I thought was like top 50 best pop punk albums of all time."
Okay,
you know.
Now, would you consider Lindhurst to be a pop punk outfit?
I mean, I think so.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I used to say that all the time. And, you know, because I feel like just rock or something like that is too generic. But I mean, we really do a little bit of everything, you know.
What I was saying, I was watching some videos, because you guys, in addition to the songs, you have a lot of videos for the music as well. But I wasn't picturing Mark as the drummer. When I saw a picture and then I saw a video, I'm like, that's not the drummer. There's no way.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean anything, really. It just,
I know what you mean, because I've watched videos where I don't know the band and I'm like, oh, I bet that's the bass player. He's got to be the guitar. Like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't picturing you as the drummer.
Yeah. I mean,
well, especially with vocalists, I'll hear a band sometimes and be like, oh yeah, I have a perfect picture in my mind of what this singer looks like, and then I see them and I was like, oh, he's like just a dude. He's like, oh, this guy checked me out of Costco.
So how long has this have you guys been together as a band?
3 years now.
Yeah
3 years, months. Yeah,
so it'll be 3 years in August.
Okay.
Yeah, we did our first show. We actually just played a venue down here called the West York Inn, and we found our set list from our first ever like debut show, which was there
on the wall.
Yeah, which was August 27th of 2021, I think.
Oh,
so,
wow.
It's been a fun 2 years for sure.
Now, was this band kind of born out of the pandemic? I know a lot of people, you know, were able to start new projects in, you know, during the pandemic because all we had was time.
I mean, kind of. Well, and so you kind of hinted at it earlier. This was essentially born out of Ed Allison, out of that like original music project, where I was writing new material for Ed Allison and recording it, and I was like, I should just have a band for this, because I'm making this like full band music. I should just have like a band around it, and we should make it a band name, you know. And we did one show as like Ed Allison, and that was actually before Mark was in the band. We did like a tester show at the Racehorse Tavern in Thomasville. Oh. And we played a couple of Allison songs. We played a bunch of like modern pop punk covers, and then we are the drummer for that night was a little younger. He like couldn't make it back and forth to practice and stuff all the time. So I ended up, you know, posting on Facebook trying to look for a drummer, and our mutual friend Tannis Pellegrini was like, hey, you gotta get Mark. So I'm like, okay, great, we got Mark.
Yeah, and I didn't even audition.
Nope.
Ed just said that. He goes, I already knew your name and I wanted you as a drummer. Mm-hmm. So I felt very honored.
We probably saw you and thought, that guy drinks great water.
Yeah.
He needs to be in this band.
At least an A1.
Maybe an A2.
I have an A3. Yeah. My parents had an I was at my parents' house, so I was using an A2 Avalon. Like a freaking chump. Oh my God.
Moving up.
Yeah. No, my next one, I mean, I'm thinking about, I could get an A5, but the only thing is just different. It's just like the UV filter. It just does it itself. I mean, nah, we'll see what happens.
So to answer your question, yes, kind of. Kind of worn out of the pandemic. I definitely, our first album that we put out, Between the Here and Everywhere, because it started as an Ed Allison project, I actually recorded everything for all the guitar, bass, drums, vocals, everything. And that definitely happened mostly over the pandemic when I was working at Papa John's.
That's okay. That's good. Papa John's is good.
It is.
Why did you feel the need to mention Papa John's? Is he a sponsor?
No, oh, it's just Ed's background.
No, our day of reckoning is not coming.
It was
a different time. I had a lot more time on my hands. You know, I was like, all right, cool. I'm gonna take like a month off work and just go in the studio and be there all the time. And because I recorded that whole, because it's like a 13 song album, and I mean we did it in probably 14-15 days over like a pretty short time scale to record all that. And that was still when our friend John, who we record with, he was still working out of his parents' house.
Yeah.
So I was like, I put in a couple hours on that futon in there, just taking naps and
that's
stuff.
Okay. I mean, it was really good production.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What kind of water cooler did John's parents have?
Probably nothing.
Nothing.
Well, I drank out of that sink quite a bit.
You know, shame on me. I don't think I realized there was a full album here. 13 songs from 2022. Yep. I just saw a bunch of the singles, and I feel foolish now.
No. And we're excited about those singles too. So the two singles that are out right now, "Criminal," "Never Gonna Give You Up," are going to be on an EP that's coming out April 12th,
yes,
called "Dear Anxiety." It'll have those two songs on it, as well as two brand new original songs that no one's heard before. And it's funny. Again, it's funny that you mentioned it. We actually are re-recording "Let In, Let Down" as a winter song and re-releasing it on that EP.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we do it a little bit differently. We do it the way that we started doing it back in like 2020 or 2021 when it started as the Ed Allison Band. And I think we all just liked it so much that we were like, we should do something with this so it doesn't just die with the Ed Allison project.
how do you think it's different? I mean, I've heard the original. I'm familiar with your newer stuff here with the band.
It is definitely like constructively like very similar to the original, but I mean everybody's got their own little parts that they do differently for each of the instruments.
There's a lot of China.
Yeah. I don't sing it exactly the same, you know. We all, you know, put in our little parts to it.
I'm excited for that. That's awesome. And speaking of Dear Anxiety, this new EP coming out April 12th, you said. You're also doing like a kind of a tour in April. A lot of dates in April.
Yeah, we're doing the Dear Anxiety tour. We're starting with a release show at Love Drafts Brewing in Mechanicsburg, which is kind of our like home away from home. You know, we play there all the time. We love it there. And then from there, we're heading kind of up the coast through New England. We're going through Providence. We're heading to Allentown.
Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont.
Like the Coke Factory?
Yes.
Home of the Coats.
And then we're actually ending the tour, coming back home for Launch Music Festival in Lancaster.
Oh, that's cool. I think it may have been that I ended up commenting on that kind of struck this happening. What was it? Was it that? Was it Launch?
I was just talking to them about this, and I couldn't remember what it was, but there was some show poster that you had commented on, and you were like, oh, well, I got to interview this band, this band, this band, this band on that bill, and I was like, oh, hey, you want to make it 4 out of 4 or whatever?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's kind of wild when you see that kind of stuff happen, when you know all these bands on the same thing, and it's like I have had the honor of talking to all those, so that's. That's cool. Now, is this like your first, like, as a band, but like in general, like, is this like your first time kind of heading out like that?
This is our first time doing it like all ourselves.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we did. We've done a couple weekenders before with some other bands, like a friend in Dinosaurs and Bears. And last March we did a tour with two other Pennsylvania bands, Observe the 93rd and Lives Lost, where we all went out, like all three of us went out in one van, one trailer, you know, and we hit like 9 different cities in 11 days. And it was a lot. So this, yeah, this time around,
no one died.
Yeah. And and good. Again, our mutual friend Tanis, he did a lot of the legwork of all the booking and things and doing all that. So this time around, we're like tackling it all ourselves and trying to do that.
And
so.
No one died.
Yeah.
And no one died.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
No one died from stress.
I almost did. Yeah.
Never mind.
And how has this been different? Obviously, it's different. You have members now, but how was this? You know, when you are doing your stuff as, you know, a solo project, was this easier with you know, members to bounce stuff off of, or was this like?
I think it's because Ed brings a skeleton of the song to everybody, and then everybody else fills the rest. Because I do probably 90% of the drums, and then Kevin will do some leads, and Tim kind of does his own thing on the bass. But it's mostly that Ed brings the skeleton of a song, and it's like probably be 50 to 60% done. And instead of him just doing all the work, he says, what do you think, like, or how do you think it should be done to fill in the rest?
Yeah, it's honestly kind of a similar process to what I would do before, where I would have a lot of a song kind of all at once. I would write, you know, a bunch of the lyrics and a bunch of how the song is generally going to go. And then when I would go to record that song by myself is when I would flesh out, like, okay, what a lot of those parts are actually going to be, what they're going to do. But now, like Mark said, I bring that skeleton, and then everybody kind of fleshes out their own parts, or we kind of like all tackle it together. So yeah, it's definitely more of a collaborative process. I don't know if it's necessarily easier. I'd say it's probably about the same.
Okay,
I fully admit that I'm a little bit of a control freak. You know, I like my things to be the way I like them to be, for sure.
Yeah, no blast beats, no China, terrible,
no double bass.
Well, that's why I ask, because a lot of times when people go for, you know, people like to do their own thing because they like to have that control, whether it be
Caleb Shomo.
They could perform all those, you know, instruments or just, you know, lyrically, all that kind of stuff. So it's like, you know, when you do it as a band, it's like you have to let go a little bit of those reins, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And sometimes guys have a hard time, sometimes they have an easy time. It's just, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. It, like I said, there's good and bad, you know, cause oh, we might have to take care of another grumpy baby here.
Is there a baby? Is there a cat too? Is there a cat?
Oh, yeah, there's so many cats.
I apologize.
I've got kids myself. Don't be sorry. Don't apologize.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Here, we'll reframe it.
This is a family affair.
There we go. Yeah. Just a disclaimer, I do love Caleb Shomo. I met him twice in VIP, and I have given him my money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, him and I both went to see different Beartooth shows, but... Yeah, we went and saw them on the new tour.
Same tour.
Yeah.
There we go.
Very cool.
They're so good.
So it's been 3 years of Lyndhurst. No one's died. No one's killed each other.
Yes.
We got a tour in April.
We're all sitting very close on this couch.
Yes. Yeah.
We've got a mini tour in April. Beyond that, this year, what do you have planned?
So we've got that EP release, we've got that mini tour. We're actually going to be doing probably another run in August and September, trying to hit some other dates that we some other cities and places we haven't been to yet, specifically in the Midwest. When we went on tour before, we kind of went up and down the East Coast. We're hitting, you know, the northern part of the East Coast that we didn't get to this time, and now we're gonna head out west a little bit in August and September. And then other than that, just, you know, playing lots of shows. And I'm already working on some like new stuff.
Hey Ed,
which is exciting.
What, are you using Irish Spring? What soap are you using?
What a great question. Oh, you could be smelling my Old Spice body wash.
Yeah, that. Okay,
or that's my Old Spice deodorant, or my Old Spice spray. Yeah.
Now, which scent are you though? Which scent are you? Is it like Swagger? Is it Captain?
Oh, what a great question. I think I use the Pure Sport. I like the just original. But I can never find it anymore. They used to sell here's like four of them, like four originals, and it's a little cheaper. It's like, okay, great. And then they never have that anymore. So I buy whatever's cheap.
I have a big problem. I will buy soap, and I will use maybe a quarter to half of it, and I will buy something else, because I'll be in the store and I'll just go sniffing around and I'll say, I like this one better now. And then I'll start.
That is not good for your skin. You're not supposed to change soaps like that.
Soap.
No, that, you're not supposed to do that. That's not good for your skin. You're not supposed to change like that dramatically.
It's not dramatic.
What would happen?
If anything, it's pretty regular. He gets through a half a bar and then he does something else.
Okay.
Oh. Hello, Kat. Yes, yeah. So we've got kitties in here. We've got babies. We got all kinds of things.
Hello, this is I won't call it a zoo because there's children involved.
Yes,
it is a zoo. You can call it that. It's okay.
No. I've got two kids of my own, and my wife is trying to get another cat. So,
Well, hey, I've got four kittens that need a home.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's well. She saw one online and where we live, and. Yeah,
I just have an A3 water cooler and a drum set.
Yeah. You could get a cat.
I want a cat. Okay.
Does your roommate not want a cat?
I don't know if he's allergic yet. We gotta
just take one of them home. Just take one home. Find out.
It's like, hey, sniff this.
Okay.
Rub it on his face
and
on his pillow.
Yeah.
Take a little cat hair every night, put it under his pillow, see what happens. Yeah.
Stuff the pillow with cat hair.
Wakes up fine.
Just a little bit at a time. You're like, well, you're like desensitizing him too.
Right.
Acclimate. Yeah, yeah. That's what.
Acclimate. Yes, exactly. Now, have you been up for the Steamtown Music Showcase?
So we have not as a band yet. A couple years ago, we did. I did ECMC, the Electric City Music Conference, which was a ton of fun. That's actually how I met Joe Caviston. And we've gotten to work with him a couple times now. But yeah, no, we haven't. This is actually, we really haven't been in like Nepal yet, like at all. And we really, yeah, we have a date on our tour where we'll be in Allentown, which is super cool. But I originally did want that date to be in Scranton because Kevin and I, we play in another band called By Two Kids, which is like a 2000s pop cover band. And we play at the V-Spot all the time.
Okay, I've seen that name before at the V-Spot.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, we love it up there. It's such a fun time. Like, I really wanted our date to be there in that area. You know, obviously it didn't end up working out, but you know, yeah.
I'll never forget that time I went on a date with a chick and she was like, I know this cover band called Y2 Kids. Do you know them? I'm like, I was like, yes, I know.
I know
some of them. Yes. Very closely.
But we should not go to that show.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't because it didn't work out. So, you know, it was all
fun. Nice. Nice. What kind of killed that?
She didn't have a water cooler. She didn't use Old Spice.
Yeah.
She had the A2.
Dude, she's a sink drinker.
She drank that monster water.
That and she couldn't take hot sauce. I was like, dude, there's no way. But respectful. We're all friends. Everyone's fine.
That's good. Can't drink hot or can't drink can't eat hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Well, I wish you guys would come for the because that's like one weekend of the year that I make it a point to like get out. You know, as you guys know with kids, for those who have them, it's hard, you know, right? So it's like, I kind of make it a point to like devote time to that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So you should try and get on that.
Yeah. We'll have to try to make that work. We do go to the,
FaceTime us.
I could do that.
TPMAs every year that they have them, which is kind of, Central Pennsylvania, South Central Pennsylvania version of the Steamtown Music Awards.
It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And yeah, very similarly, it's the one time where we get to go out and like, because we run in the same circles as a lot of these bands, but we all play so much all the time that it's like, we don't get to see people in other bands all the time, unless we're doing a show with them. Yeah. Yeah. Like it doesn't happen. So that's nice. It's like the one time out of the year where everybody gets together and
dresses up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dresses up, gets to see everybody, gets to have a good time. Gets to go to an after party and act a fool. Yeah.
Nice.
The Englewood.
Yeah. Now, wood. Ed, I have to ask, and I'm only going to ask because I saw it online, so I feel like it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point, I don't know if it was, time is a blur at this moment. Mm-hmm. It could have been last week. It could have been 3 years ago. It could have been a year ago.
Sure.
But you mentioned shaving the long hair off.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And was this like a big moment for you? Like what exactly happened?
Well, so I mean, it, you know, hard to tell on the camera, but I have total like male pattern baldness, and I've had it for a long time. But it actually came about from us going on tour back in March, where because we were doing everything very DIY, we were renting a van and trailer and doing all that. It was kind of an expensive endeavor. So we were like, hey, we're going to raise money. And, you know, every cent we raise is going towards the tour, going towards us being able to go out and do all this stuff. So as one of the things, we were like, okay, if we raise a certain amount of money, I will shave my head. You know, something that I've never done before. I haven't had even just short hair since I was like, you know, 11 or 12. So it was definitely a big change. But now that it's done, it's like, I can't imagine anything else.
Well, yeah, it becomes, I think I may have had my hair as long as Mark's at one point. And, yeah. But like, yeah, but it's like, it just gets in the way. And I'm not like a rock star slamming on some drums. So it's like, you know, that would probably be cool, right?
Yeah. I talked to another guitarist friend of mine about this sometimes too. And it's like, yeah, the only time it's really nice to have long hair is specifically on stage. Cause hey, looks great in pictures. Looks great when you're swinging it around. Every other time, yeah, it sucks.
It's just in the way. Yeah. I forget. I was trying to get a ground ball for my son, and like it was in my face. This is stupid.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Mark is stupid. No, if you're in a band, it's good.
Thank you.
But that's a big moment,
Ed. Yeah, yeah, for sure. It was definitely something very different for me. Everybody kept commenting and be like, who's this guy in your profile picture? Yeah.
Now, when you noticed you were, you know, losing some hair and you always had long hair, was that, did you get angry?
I mean, it was for a long time, like a real like identity crisis. It was like,
sure,
who am I if I don't have long hair? Like I'm the long hair.
It's your follicle.
It's like I'm the long haired rocker guy. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, but it's more than that. That way,
like I said, literally since I was like 14, you know?
But yeah, it was
definitely sort of an identity crisis, but like I said, I've definitely gotten over it by this point. It's like, I look in the mirror now, it's like, oh yeah, that's me. That makes sense.
It's just something, it sucks because you can't control it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's like another reason that you can't really like get that upset about. It's like, yeah, it's something I can't control. You know what I mean? There's no sense in being like upset with myself, you know?
Well, no, of course.
Yeah. Unless I want to pay $15,000 to fly to Bosnia or whatever and get the
maybe it works.
I just talked to somebody about that. It was I'm not going to name names. It was somebody in a cover band around here who like makes a decent amount of money. And he was like, yeah, no, I looked into it. And, you know, there's a procedure that you can do. It's over in Europe and you pay $15,000 and they put the hair plugs in and it actually looks pretty good. I was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, I was going to do it. But it was like, but then you also have to pay for the plane over there and you have to stay and all this. And I was like, it just seemed like a hassle. I was like, but the $15,000 wasn't a hassle. He was like, oh, no, that's fine. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, I know people who, you know, got that, like the cutter on the back and then mm-hmm. they replaced it and it didn't like take, I mean, initially it worked, but it didn't take forever. Like it's.
Yeah. Which is an issue. And that's the thing. And you have to keep getting it done like every year or two or a couple years.
And what's the point?
For you to have hair.
You don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate. Well,
moments aren't as blessed as yet.
Yeah. I'm fortunate with, you know, I'm 41 and my hair is still pretty decent. I mean, I have like a little bit of receding hairline to the point where one day when I got, I had long hair, I got a cut. And when I got home, my son said to me, he's like, why did the barber take so much off the front? And he was referring to the sides. Like, and it's like, it's not even that bad, but like, I guess it's bad enough.
Yeah.
And kids will check you. They'll keep you in check. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, thankfully, I don't have to worry too much about it. But Some people don't care. They shave their heads and it's, they say, I wish I would have shaved my head a long time ago.
I will say I'm glad I kept it as long as I did. For sure. I definitely got the most out of it. Yeah. I got a lot of enjoyment out of it. And now I get a lot of enjoyment out of saving money on shampoo. Sure.
And time in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
In the shower, post shower, all that shit.
Yeah, and I don't have to worry about hair ties anymore. Man, and like anytime I would wear a hat, it would always like bunch out underneath. And
yeah, it looks kind of goofy. I get it.
But, and I'm a big hat. I do like a good hat.
But you have a great beard.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's all working out. Oh, I'm sorry I made this about your hair.
Oh, no. Let's talk about your hair now. I have mercy. It's great. I saw them. They have a song. And they were known for a long time. Like I fear we may be known as the band with the song about the hair.
I'm not ready for that moment.
We're gonna be the messy band forever.
Yep. I've already accepted my fate.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that song. I mean, I mentioned earlier. That has to be like really well received, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, just you can see very public on Spotify, like a lot of our other songs have like, you know, 8,000 streams, 10,000 streams, or our debut song has like 40,000, which is super, super cool. And Messy has like almost like 500,000 at this point, which is like a crazy amount, like an unfathomable amount to me, which is like super cool. We're super grateful for that. I mean, obviously it's like,
rather be known than for one song than nothing.
Yeah, for sure. It's like obviously we would rather have that, you know, that big success. And honestly, the nicest part about it is everybody loves to talk about how like streaming doesn't pay that much, which it really doesn't comparatively. But like we have made a decent amount off that song and have at least been able to put that money back into the band to fund other projects and to like, you know, fund this new EP or get new merch or do all kinds of cool stuff like that.
That's cool. We'll talk about that song. What is it about? If you want to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wrote it as kind of like a breakup anthem, essentially, where it was like, it's just that it's this person that you can't stand anymore, but you also can't understand why they did this to you. Like you're trying to reconcile those two things. It's like, man, I really hate you, but I wish you didn't hate me so much that I have to hate you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the video is funny too.
Yeah.
We had a great time with that.
Yeah, we had so much fun filming that. And that was a super, super collaborative process where we all kind of had our hands in it and doing the different scenes and everything.
I love when bands do that, when they you know, they utilize, you know, it's not just you guys playing in a, you know, a parking garage or something like that. It's like, it's like well thought out.
Like everybody else.
Yeah, in the metalcore abandoned warehouse.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of those.
It was reminiscent to me, like, I don't know if you guys have heard of Don't Panic before.
Yeah.
I've heard of them once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah. So they do like a bunch of videos too, but they always have like Ted always has like this like vision for each and every video. Mm-hmm. I had the honor of being in one of them last year. But again, every band member, there is a, you know, moments where they're playing as a band, but then there's also them having like characters in the video, which I think is cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of your videos are like that.
Oh yeah, I mean we don't like to take ourselves too seriously with that kind of thing. I mean we have some songs that are more serious, and you know, some of those we take a little bit more serious. But yeah, in general we like having fun. We like messing around. We like memes.
We are silly gooses.
Yes, mouses and meeses.
Well, with that being said, too, I mean, you know, making a video is a bunch of things. A, not cheap. Takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is it just important to you to have those as part of, you know, your content?
Yeah. I mean, and I think there's definitely something to be said of like, you know, we're not in the MTV generation anymore. You don't need a music video to make it. And a lot of bands don't anymore. Or if they do, they're of a certain level where that's like kind of expected. But there are plenty of bands coming up that don't do music videos. But I think it's just more than anything else, it's just a way for us to like have fun. Yeah, like and express like our fun and our feelings and yeah, and just to it's a way to communicate the kind of band we are more than a song can. Because like if you listen to a song like our latest single or our latest original single Criminal, where it's like it's kind of a serious song, so you might get a certain idea of what our band is based on that, but the video really shows us for what we are, which is a bunch of fucking idiots.
I wouldn't say that. You're drinking A3 water filters.
That's right.
Drinking smart water.
Bring Mark back in here. And you guys are from York, Pennsylvania, and I feel like, I don't know what it is about that area, but I feel like York kind of breeds musicians.
Yeah, I mean,
from a knoll.
Well,
what's going on over there?
So, I mean, yeah, it's this whole area. I mean, I call it like the PA triangle between Harrisburg, York, and Lancaster. Yeah, we have a really great scene of lots of different creative musicians. And I mean, and not just like one genre either. I know Lancaster for a long time was known for metalcore.
August Burns Red and Texas in July, baby.
And being that like one specific
Blast
thing.
Blast beats and China's but, everywhere. But there's the scene.
But there's a lot here. There's so much good music coming out of this area from like all different angles.
Adam Gray and Mac Reiner rule that place.
I'm trying to think of, I should have done some more research. Off the top of my head though, there's obviously you guys, there's a band called Nearly York.
Okay.
Are you familiar with them?
I've heard them.
No.
I think that, well, they're not in York. They're near York. Yeah. So it's Nearly York.
Yes.
I'm only
nearly dead.
I think I don't. Maybe I'm wrong. But Kulik, you ever hear Kulik? Maybe he's not down that way. All right, I'm gonna stop talking about bands in New York because I know there's a scene there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I've never actually been.
I think
the closest I've been is.
Just like anywhere, there's good parts and bad parts. But I mean, like I said, in this kind of like Pennsylvania triangle, there's a super, super cool scene with a lot of bands that support each other and do cool stuff. And we have a couple of really cool venues down our way. I mean, like I said, Love Drafts in Mechanicsburg, which is basically Harrisburg. You know, it's our home away from home. We love it there. We got the West York Inn, which is literally five minutes away from where I live in York, which is a great spot. It's cool little scene now.
And is HMAC there? Is that Harrisburg?
Yep. HMAC in Harrisburg, Club XL in Harrisburg.
The H stands for Harrisburg.
We got Telus 360 in Lancaster, Skid Row Garage in York. I know I'm forgetting other places. But,
the TI.
Yeah, they have the Torsten.
I'll say it again.
JB Love Drafts, which is their like flagship location in Harrisburg, the downtown one, which is super cool.
The Champ in Lemoyne.
rest in peace, Champ. Yeah.
Was there, maybe this was Easton, which was like one point center or one center point?
Yeah, one center square.
But that closed, out, right?
One center square closed a little while ago.
But it sounds like there's some decent clubs or venues there. I mean, there's not, I mean, where we're at, which I thought we had a great scene, maybe like dating back 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then even up to the pandemic, it was pretty okay. But there's not a lot of spots anymore. There's maybe three, I want to say.
Yeah, and we found that out when we were trying to book that area, for sure. But, I mean, there's still some places. I mean, I will always shout out Vinny from the V-Spot. I mean, the V-Spot has always been doing great stuff.
Yeah, it's like the Jazz Cafe. It's the V-Spot. The Ritz just opened up.
Yeah, the Ritz is doing really cool stuff.
I mean, yeah.
It's great.
So you should definitely come up this way again as Lyndhurst.
Yeah,
Look, anytime.
Are we getting paid?
Anytime.
Not by me. I'm not going to pay you.
Hopefully, when we do our second little run, we can make it up there.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be sweet. So I had to dig into this album. Like, I feel like such an asshole that I didn't even see this. Like, for real.
It is a lot. It is. We did start with, you know, with a lot right out of the gate. It's like, here's like 50 minutes of music for you.
I guess I'm just like, a lot of bands don't put out albums anymore. So these singles were so good. I'm like, okay, this
the market isn't there for albums. It's more about singles because, mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. Like, if you listen to an album, not many people are going to say, oh yeah, this whole album is front to back is amazing. Most people's like, oh yeah, I like this song and this song and this song. Yeah. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all, but it's just how things are. And you just kind of have to adapt. But I think Ronnie from Falling Reverse says, like, why put your whole creativity in 15 songs where you can put your maximum creativity in 3 songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is, and it is what it is.
It is a weird thing. I like both situations, right? Like, I grew up listening to albums and CDs that, you know, started, you know, at song 1 and then song 12, and we listened to it in that order. So I, you know, that's how I grew up. But then it's also like, you know, if my favorite artist releases a song, and maybe it kind of, in my opinion, sucks, I have, you know, it's only like 6 weeks until the next one comes out, and hopefully it's better, in my opinion. Whereas before it was 2 years, and you would like wait forever. Can you imagine like a 2-year cycle now these days?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Some rock bands think that that can still work, and it just doesn't.
But I mean,
like Breaking Ben.
I will say, I think there's definitely like when bands would release albums, I think. And I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but I think you had a more of an opportunity to appreciate it when it was a full album.
That's a good thing.
Because, like, you would go out and buy a 13-song CD, and even if you didn't like it, you still bought it. You know, you're not going to return it, or it's not like, all right, well, let's go to Spotify and listen to the next thing. No, I'm going to listen to that CD a lot, and then you'll still find something that you like on there. You know, I go back now and think about some of the CDs I used to listen to all the time and some of the bands that I used to really like. Like, I am a really big Slipknot fan. And I remember one of the first CDs, like physical CDs I got from them, was All Hope Is Gone. And going back and listening to it, there's a lot on that album that I'm like not a huge fan of.
What?
Compared to a lot of their other stuff. But at the time, I knew like every single one of those songs front to back because that's all I had. That's all I listened to. And I really enjoyed it at that time. So, like, was it necessarily a bad thing? Like, I don't know.
That you don't think there's a lot of good stuff on that album.
There are, I would say, about half and half songs that I really like and songs that are just kind of like, like, I don't need to listen to Gehenna. It's so slow. It's so long.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I feel much differently about The Grey Chapter, which is a lot worse.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then we are not commenting. And I was all happy.
Now, Mark, are you like a big Breaking Ben fan and you're just mad that they're not releasing any music?
It's just the cycle of what they do. Except now they haven't released an album in like 4 years or something like that. So I mean, but they used to, I just use them as an example because they would just release a record, tour for 2 years, release a record, tour for 2 years. And a lot of rock bands kind of do that. And they'll take their picture in all black and they look super stoic and not serious. Everything has to be serious and no fun. Which is why I'm glad that we have fun in our music videos.
Yeah.
And I don't take ourselves as seriously because music is supposed to be fun. I'm sick and tired of, I don't know, gatekeepers or whatever, trying to act all serious and stuff like that. Phil Bozeman from Whitechapel, he goes, sick and tired of everyone trying to do skits. Well, I'm not the biggest fan of skits, but at least people are showing more personality than just screaming into a microphone with a barber haircut. No, a barista haircut. That's what it is. Yeah.
With the low taper.
Yeah. I mean, and Phil Bozeman is great. He has a ton of talent, but I mean, I just don't understand why you have to be super serious all the time.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Take it down, white.
No, I mean they're good. It's just I just don't understand about his take.
I have to get some words from Kevin and Tim.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm gonna lean back.
Sorry. Words. Oh, there we go.
You guys want to, you know, reach down and take care of Ed? Go ahead. He looks super ready.
I'm enjoying not having to step forward.
Super ready, in position. But which one is Kevin? Which one's Tim?
I am Kevin.
And this, what do you do in the band?
Remember that interview where I said I was Tim and Ed yelled at me? He goes, "Don't do that. We're not big yet." He goes, "I don't want to confuse fans." And then Tim looks super confused. He goes, "I'm the real Tim."
And what's your role in the band?
I am the, I guess you could say, lead guitarist, even though Ed is better than me. Just take the title. Ed has to sing sometimes.
We have video.
And I get to play easy guitar.
The bass. Is that true? Is bass easier to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah.
I say it's probably pretty close to equally as hard to play it very, very well. Like the top bass players, it's probably like the guys that like Victor Wooten and all that stuff.
The
like,
same people that everyone says.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. Like that's hard to do.
Jakob Pastorius.
You can't just pick up a bass and do that stuff. But otherwise, like, yeah, I mean, I used to play guitar, and then it was like, oh, we need a bass player here. Like,
who's dancing to that type of music? No one.
I didn't say it was dancing to it.
I'm just saying, it's just, he might be an expert, but people dance.
I have to say that one of my favorite internet videos of all time is this drummer, and he's like, all right, cool. In this video, we're going to learn how to play a groove in 13/8.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been asking me about this. I'm going to show you how to play a groove in 13/8. All right, here we go.
One, two, three.
Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear a groove in 13/8. You can't dance to that. You can't shake your booty to that.
Yeah, he goes 4/4. That's how you get paid. 4/4. No, I know exactly what it is. Okay. We kept all playing at Dale's Jump Shop. We all kept referencing it again. No, it's very true. It's very true.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah,
I'm an idiot when it comes to music. I can't play an instrument. I couldn't read music.
You can play bass.
I bet
you can play bass.
But no, that's it. So when I was growing up in college, I was like, oh, I really want to play an instrument, but I just had no, like, I don't know what it was. I just wanted something easy, I guess. And that's just like, this all seemed way too hard. And my friend's like, oh, you could do bass. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. I just never did.
It all seemed hard. Like, I remember before I knew how to play guitar, I'd watch somebody and be like, that looks like the most impossible thing on the planet. And then when you learn it, you're like,
I'll be 60.
And then the opposite, when you learn a little bit of guitar, and then you see something, it's like, oh man, that'd be easy. And then you actually try it and it's impossible.
Yeah.
I'll be 60 and I'll try it. And it'll probably like happen really quickly. I'll be like, God damn it. I wasted all these years.
What?
My fingers will work better than now, somehow, some way. Yeah. I don't know. And now it's just like, it's too late to start now. Yeah, I don't want to hear, it's never too late. I don't want to hear it.
I tell everybody this all the time. It's never too late to learn. Never too late to learn a music skill. It really is like a lifelong thing. Like even if I'm not like in a band until I'm 60, I'm still going to be making music till I'm 60. Cause it's like, it's something that I'll always be able to do.
Yeah. I just like the time. I don't have a lot of time, and everyone's like, "That's an excuse, right?" Like, if I'm gonna make time for anything, I need to like focus on my health because I'm on the wrong side of everything.
I get it.
You know, and it's like full time job, and then like this part of my life I love to do. So if I'm not doing this, like I actually enjoy sitting on the couch with my wife and watching TV and talking to her about our lives and our kids' futures and all that kind of shit. And it's like adding in something else to do would just be like,
yeah, like
way to get this interview copyright strike.
Is that easy?
I was thinking Have Mercy, really.
It wasn't.
Yeah, they're going to come after us. But, like, yeah, and it really is, too, like, it's got to be something you enjoy, right? Because I can sit and be like, oh, man, I really wish I could do something. Like, I was at some friend's house the other day, and they were helping me with my car, and they were doing, like, all this mechanic stuff. And I was like, man, I really wish I knew, like, more about my car and more about how to be a mechanic. But it's like, I probably wouldn't enjoy that. It wouldn't be fun. I enjoy making music, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to be, if you're going to pick something that's going to eat into your time, it should be something that you genuinely enjoy.
That's true. I wish you could pick like five things to try though. Like, I feel like there's so much in life that you'll never get to do because there's just not enough time. There's not enough like hours in a day or months in the year. Yeah,
you just enjoy the things in life that you want to enjoy. So if it meant that much to you, you'll pick it up and try it.
Yeah. Or yeah. And if it means that much, you'll make some time for it. This is something not a lot of people know about me. I really enjoy dancing. I did it a little bit in high school, being in like musicals and stuff. And I mean, I already love music. I love like moving to music. I used to do Zumba like every week.
Okay.
Doing like that kind of stuff. It's like, I really enjoyed it, but I don't have as much time for it. And I never really put a lot of time into it, but it's one of those things where I've always like, man, I kind of wish like I took like dance classes and learned how to like properly dance and things like that. But it's something that I'm going to do eventually in my life because it's something I'm that interested in, you know.
Anybody else have secrets they want to share? No one knows about.
We know everything about everyone.
I am the Scranton Strangler.
Kevin is a big NBC television fan. Yep. So he likes The Office and Parks and Recreation. Rec,
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Superstore.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
We're watching through Brooklyn Nine-Nine right now. We just got to pick up.
Peacock's nice. Nutrition. Okay.
Because like the first.
Yeah. Oh, you can watch WWE events.
Only the first four seasons were on like Netflix or whatever, okay. But the rest are on Peacock. But I've been saying I wanted to rewatch Parks and Rec, and that's on Peacock. So I was like, all right,
yep, you got it. But you can watch WWE.
But I mean, I have Netflix. I can just watch the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight.
Is that on Netflix?
That's live streaming.
Or you can watch WrestleMania next month.
No,
I will probably watch neither.
What? Okay, whatever.
I mean, I we already pay for Netflix. I might watch that fight. I might be part of the problem.
Now, have you seen Mike Tyson on Instagram?
Yes.
So the first time I heard about it, it was somebody that was sharing like videos of him. I was like, oh yeah, he's really fighting, but these are like from 2 years ago. You know, he's an old man now. He probably can't do. But then yeah, he's sharing pictures from like and videos from like a couple of days ago, and he's
insane.
Insane.
He needs a ton of shrooms so he can like put that fighting instinct away.
Like no matter what happens, it's gonna be terrible for all parties involved.
Unless there's a handshake agreement going.
That's what I'm worried about.
Oh my god!
Because Tyson would still destroy him.
Right? But what about Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes?
I don't know who those guys are. Are you talking about the Cats?
No, I love WWE.
We're not there yet, Mark. Okay. We'll get to WWE.
That's a joke.
No, but like,
I don't want him as the United States champion. I really didn't want him as that. I know he's an athlete, but it's just I really don't want him representing the company. I'm not really sure what Paul Levesque was even thinking.
Logan Paul.
Oh, he's in WWE,
dude. Yeah. No. And he looks like he's trying to be on American Ninja Warrior, and I don't like it. With his little outfit and his headband. I mean, dude, I mean, he is in great shape. Yeah, but he is in great shape, but it's like, I don't want you in my wrestling. No offense. No, thank you.
I haven't watched wrestling. I think the last one I watched was when The Rock came back and fought in WrestleMania. Was that 2013?
Which one?
Or 2012, maybe?
Oh, no, you have to give me the opponent.
it was John Cena.
Oh, the Cena versus Rock once in a lifetime, and then they rematched the next year?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so you're thinking of 27 and 28, I believe.
which was what year?
That.
Well, next week it's going to be WrestleMania 40.
So, yeah, like 2012?
Yeah.
But before that, back when I was in high school, like early or late 90s, early 2000s, I would watch. I was a big fan of The Rock back then, and obviously Stone Cold and Triple H and the whole Vince McMahon thing. Like, yeah, that was fun.
You don't say that name anymore.
Oh boy.
Not after the scandal. You might want to bleep that out.
I mean, is anyone surprised though? Like, seriously.
In the same category as Dan Schneider now. We just don't talk about it.
Yeah, we don't talk about it. I'm not talking about any of this stuff on camera.
Fair enough.
But yes, I love wrestling, so
yeah.
I think it's great.
It's fun.
It is fun. I think it's great. And it's great entertainment, and WrestleMania 40 is gonna be in Philly.
Is it?
Yep. Yes. He has tickets, I'm sure.
Nope.
What? Really?
They're way too expensive. Oh, and I sure. Look, okay, look. Just I want you to be proud of me.
I'm a homeowner and a water cooler owner.
it was either WrestleMania tickets or money for tour. I had to choose wisely.
Wow, guys, he really sacrificed for you.
Yeah, man.
I still bought three pairs of shoes though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you wear those shoes all the time.
Bought a trailer for this tour.
Yeah.
So we don't have to rent one this time around.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's sweet. So things are going well, or at least you're just making the proper investments so that they can
go better. It's like, I could spend a little bit more money now and we'll be good for a little while, or we could spend another like $4,000 running a van and trailer.
And it was,
I did not want to do.
And it was so funny because I work for the PennDOT DMV, and like Ed calls me in the middle of the day. Hey, so I'm trying to buy something. How do I title this? I was like, oh yeah, you just do this, this, this. And he goes, I don't understand. I'm going to call my brother Lewis. And then he'll do it for me.
Yeah. I still need you to title that, but we can talk about that later. You
go into Harrisburg and do it in person over the counter instead of, because you're looking at like a long wait period.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'll help you with that.
Now, is this genre, is this something every one of you were kind of interested in?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, I mean Mark's the one to take this.
Yeah, I'm the metal guy. I've always been the metal guy. I was the thrash guy. I was the metalcore guy. A little bit of the death metal guy. I put blast beats in every cover we basically do.
So what made you change your mind and say, I'm on board here?
Because Ed Allison is probably one of the most talented people I've ever worked with and around this scene.
That's
and I'll die on that hill.
Yeah, Kevin and I were definitely like the pop punk ones
for sure
going into this band.
Yep.
Tim likes butt rock.
Wait, I'm not saying it's bad.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying that's Tim's genre.
Don't you talk down on butt rock. Do not.
Sponsor was Nickelback. I'm not.
Okay. All right. Don't.
I know. That's what
we all like butt rock.
Yeah, it's like my turn. Right.
Butt rock's the best. I think it's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the rise this year.
Yeah,
back around.
Creed's back.
Creed, yeah.
Yeah, and we might do a show on the day that Creed comes to Hershey.
So I have tickets for Creed and Hershey.
Ooh.
So do I.
But I also MC weddings occasionally, and I booked a wedding on that evening. I think after I had already gotten tickets, I forget the how it happened first, but yeah. So I can't like not do that.
Yeah.
I can't do both. And then they're coming to Allentown, I think, right? In December.
Oh, that Creed?
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. Creed is coming to December 2nd. And I thought, okay, well I'll miss the Hershey show. But the problem is now I will be in Cape May with my family on December 2nd. So that's not going to work either.
That's a weekday.
It's a Monday.
Creed. Yep.
It's a Monday.
On Monday.
Let's go.
I can't remember what the venue was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the PPL Center? I think it's the PPL Center. I think. Maybe not.
Anyway.
Where,
riveting content.
I wanted to fill it in. No, we can actually wrap things up. I don't want to keep you guys too long. I'm sure you got, you know, your cats to take care of and kids to take care of. And
yeah.
They're all quiet now.
Yeah, they're chill. I think everybody's asleep. Well, all the kittens are asleep. Yeah, this is great.
Benadryl's kicking in.
Hey, yeah.
A little bit of whiskey. Yeah. No children were harmed.
Kim and I have both been like separately sick for like 5 days at this point and trying to recover.
I don't get sick, so that's disgusting.
Yeah, Mark doesn't.
Just because you're drinking that good filtered water.
Yeah, right. He's drinking right. That A3 water.
That's right. I'm telling you.
But guys, I think you've a great thing going.
Oh, and peppers. Capsaicin does help.
You just stop interrupting this. Oh, man. I gotta rein in it sometimes.
It's all right.
Don't look at me.
No, but I mean, you know, best of luck with this new EP. Hopefully I'll catch you guys somewhere around the area. Yeah.
Oh yeah. We'll be in Scranton soon. Sooner for sure, yes.
And Messy's an incredible song. I mean, again, that could be paired with any of those pop punk bands, for real.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. But where can people find you online?
Yep. You can find us. Basically, everything is at Lyndhurst Band, except for our Facebook, which is We Are Lyndhurst, because at Lyndhurst Band was taken by some like high school marching band in New Jersey. And I messaged them and I tried to buy the domain from them, but I think they thought I was like a scammer or something. and we're just like, nope. So, but yeah, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. And of course, we have all our music anywhere you stream music.
Or illegal.
Yeah.
What is the significance of Lyndhurst? Is that because it's Lyndhurst, correct?
Yep. So Lyndhurst is actually the street I grew up on. There's a street in this area that's called Lyndhurst. And it was just honestly something that kind of sounded cool. It was like, oh man, this is kind of like pop punk bands with like one word names that kind of sound cool. And I was like, and it has, you know, some significance to me because it's where I grew up. It's where I spent a lot of time, you know. So.
Was that better than the Ed Allison band?
Oh, for sure. There was definitely a big document of names that I had at one point.
Yeah.
That we all kind of went through and we're like, oh, these are all the possible options for band names. And that was the one that I think it was really like you and I were like, yeah, we kind of like that one.
I think I picked like Cave In.
There was Winter Weather was on there as one.
Oh yeah.
And Weathered or something. I can't remember. I'll have to find that. Yeah. I'm sure that'd be great to look back through.
Well, Cave In sounds like an aggressive hardcore band.
I feel like there is a band called Cave In.
I think there is. And they may be from Boston.
There's Cave In, there's Sworn In. You're sinking.
I'm losing track.
Yeah.
And Winter Weather, I feel like you just like kind of pigeonhole like, as like a seasonal band. I don't know.
Power metal band.
Or like really depressing indie rock.
Yeah. So I'm glad you guys didn't go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Good moves. Cool. Well, guys, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. I know it's late on a Tuesday, and there's far better things to do than me talking to me. So I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, your evening.
I have socks to fold.
I probably do too, actually. But thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right, take care.
See you later.